Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live from Atlanta this Monday, September 22nd, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I hope you have all had a productive weekend and you're ready to make some things happen in your business to generate revenue, income. I'm talking about cash dollars. That's right. And that's what it's all about as women who are in business. You know, I don't know any woman who's in business that doesn't want to make money with her business, right? And so sometimes we really have to take our emotions and put them all in the right place. And stop saying, well, I'm not in business to really make money. I'm really in business to help people. Ladies, don't ever say that. Listen, the only reason why anyone is in business is to make money. However, when you are in business to make money, make sure it's to do something that's going to create a win-win situation. In other words, to meet a need, to provide needed services and products. That's what's important. So don't get it twisted. Okay, be in business to make money. And the reason why I bring this up is because I was talking to a group of young ladies this weekend, and, you know, one person just blotted out that, you know, she was not in business to make money. And I quickly pointed out that you must be in business to make money or you shouldn't be in a for-profit business. If you don't want to make any money, then nonprofit is the route to go. But after she explained that she was trying to develop an income, I realized that a lot of women have a tendency to say that they're not in business to make money. I mean, it does sound ridiculous, right? It doesn't make sense. However, I think what it is that as women, sometimes we're always wanting to hide in the closet about a lot of different things. I don't know if it's, you know, how we were brought up as women, you know, that we somehow developed a habit of not being upfront and real with us, even with ourselves. But listen, ladies, one of the reasons why I do believe women are not making money is because they deny that they're in business to make money, right? And so we've got to get out of this mindset. If you're in business, it means that you're supposed to be generating revenue each and every day, every week, every month, every year. And if you're not generating revenue, then something is wrong. Something has gone awry, and you've got to fix it and find out what it is. Or it could be that you need to basically go in a whole new direction, start a whole new business because the one you're in is not compatible with you. Whatever it is, do know that if you're in business, you're in business to what? Say it out loud with me. Make money. Let's say that one more time. If you're in business, you're in business to what? Absolutely. Make money. And, you know, hey, I say don't get it twisted. And you cannot because as businesswomen, it's our responsibility as the CEO of our company to drive the revenue, to make sure that we understand how to bring in the sales and how to close them and how to generate new prospects. That's all our responsibility as the CEO, as the business owner, okay? I want to welcome all of you to Successful Woman Radio. For those of you who are new to the show, Successful Woman Radio is a unique blend of a radio show, a talk show, a teleseminar, all wrapped up into one to give you one powerful impact show every single Monday at 12 noon Eastern of information that you can put to use, guess what, in your life and in your business. And that's what it's all about. This is a great time right now for you to go ahead and flash over on another line. Bless the show and bless the life of another woman who needs that dose of motivation and inspiration in her life this week. We've got some great topics coming for you today. Of course, our show theme all this month has been getting more clients. You know, you passed out a flyer, you've sent out emails, posted all over the social boards, and still no clients. What next? Well, I've talked about the psychology of getting more clients. I've talked about, finding your target market and how important that is. So today we're really going to delve a little bit deeper, and we're going to talk about your marketing strategy. You know, what really does that mean? We're gonna delve into understanding the importance of marketing automation. So we're going to be talking about that. So now is the time again to get on the phone, flash over on another line, call a businesswoman, a friend, an associate, someone that you know needs to listen to the show. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And let them know Successful Woman Radio is on the air live, and they need to listen. And for those of you who are on your smart devices, desktop, laptop, iPhone, Android phone, you can easily let others know to listen to Successful Woman Radio by going to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, blogtalkradio.womanradio. You know, just make sure that you go on your Facebook or your LinkedIn or your Twitter and just post that link and say, hey, you got to listen. And they'll be able to listen conveniently from their smart device live. It's 12:06 after the hour. And again, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, I am excited about our lineup for today, and I want to share with you some of the things that's going to be going on. First of all, I'm going to get into our four questions to give you clarity. Of course, I give you that every single show because it helps to develop a habit in us all to do better with staying on top of our feelings, with staying on top of what's going on in our business. So you'll get that in just a few minutes. Also, of course, we've got the excerpt from the book, The Science of Getting Rich, and I'll be reading for you from chapter 15 today. And we're almost through with reading The Science of Getting Rich, and I hope that you guys have truly, truly enjoyed it. The topic today is, again, I'm sorry, not chapter 15, but chapter 14, The Impression of Increase. Again, The Impression of Increase. So stay tuned because I'll be reading that excerpt as well. Also, I'm going to share with you five ways to get started with your business strategy. You know, I have been encouraging you all probably since the beginning of September, last part of August, to go ahead and start looking at your business strategy. So I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit. And then, of course, I'm going to share with you upcoming events at Women About Biz. We've got the Vision Board event that's coming up. And I truly hope all of you who are in and around the Metro Atlanta area, I hope that you will consider going ahead and registering this week for the Vision Board event. And then, of course, I will end the show with getting more clients, talking about ways to attract more individuals to you, and also, you know, just really talking about marketing and how important the marketing piece is and some of the things that you're going to need to do to start getting your thoughts together about, generating more prospects and getting more clients and automating your marketing because it's so very, very important. So let's go ahead and get started right now with the four questions to help give you clarity. This is very important, and I'll preface this with the fact that every Sunday evening you should be, you know, just kind of pulling yourself aside and giving yourself at least 30 minutes to an hour to just reflect on what it is that you would like to see happening for the week. You know, you want to look at what your goals are for the week. You want to look at all of the appointments that you've scheduled in your calendar and what you've got going on. You want to, there's some things you need to take a look at. So I came up with four questions to help myself and my clients, and I hope that they will help you too. Here's question number one. Are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? Now, this is one of those questions that really has a lot to do with you setting your goals, because you should have goals, right, that you want to accomplish for the year, for the quarter, for the month, for the week. Each time frame impacts the other. But a lot of the times we can have so many activities on our calendar, and it can make us feel accomplished. It can make us feel like, wow, I have a packed calendar. I've got a lot of stuff going on. But I'm going to tell you, for a lot of us, at the end of the week, you may have had a lot of activities. You may have been busy, but you don't have any money to show for it, okay? And so this is why it's so important for you to understand, just because you have a lot of appointments, just because you have a lot of things to do within the business, doesn't mean that you're going to generate income. And so as the CEO, as the designer of your success in your business, it's so important for you to drive the revenue. And that really should be, first and foremost, the most important thing that you do. So you can start this by simply making sure that you look at what goals that you want to accomplish by Friday, and then looking at your calendar to make sure that all of the activities, okay, that you have on your calendar are supporting what it is that you want to accomplish for the week. I can't tell you how important that really is. Here's question number two. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Again, this is one of those things where if you're a businesswoman and if you are, you know, if you are making sure that you set goals, that you have activities, then you should be following up with clients or prospects, okay? And there's no such thing as I don't have anyone or anything to follow up with when you're in business. You always will have something to follow up with. Here's number three. What are my sales goals for this week? Now, this is very, very important, ladies, because you really do need to set sales goals. But this question really is impacted by whatever your sales goals are for the year, broken down by what they should be for the quarter, then by the month, and then broken down to what they should be for the week, right? So all of these questions really are impacted by what your annual goals should, or what your biannual, or what your quarterly goals. These are all impacted by larger goals, and so that's very, very important. But your sales goals are what helps you to drive the revenue coming into your business. If you don't have any sales goals, then perhaps that's why you're not making any money. Goals are important because they help us to manifest whatever it is that we want to accomplish in life and business. And so when you set those sales goals, things are going to begin to happen. You're going to start to ask yourself, well, how will I generate this type of revenue? What do I need to do? What type of marketing do I need to do, okay? And then last but not least, here's question number four. How much is in my business checking? Very, very important. How much is in my business checking? Now, I just want to share a little story with you. Last week, I was at one of the posh malls here in Atlanta called Perimeter Mall, and I went into one of the stores. I had gone into that store earlier that week with a friend, and then later on I went into the Coach store, and then I went into the Michael Kors store, and I looked at a couple of purses, very, very beautiful, right? And I had been considering purchasing a designer purse, and so I was talking with another lady who was in there, and she happened to be in business too, and she was telling me how she really loves designer bags. They last a lot longer, and she feels that you should invest in them because in the long run, you're actually saving yourself money, and I agree with that to a certain extent. And then there was another young lady that walked into the store, and she used her credit card to purchase a purse, and guess what? Her credit card was declined, and the lady that I was talking to, we kind of, you know, just both looked at each other because I'm sure the young lady was very embarrassed, but she said, well, I tell you what, don't worry, I'm going to go to the bank and I'll just bring back the cash, and so she left out of the store, and she asked the lady to hold the purse for her. Now, I am mentioning all of this because a lot of the times I feel that a lot of women who are in business are out of touch with the importance of just what it means to invest in yourself, in your business, and to put things into perspective. And so I realized that this young lady who looked very successful as far as her dress and appearance was concerned, I realized that she was going to go into her checking account and get that cash. And I said to myself, well, how many business women actually go into their checking account and they get cash to pay for things and put that above their business? I just had that thought. Don't know whether she was in business or not, but I asked myself that question. How many business women actually go into their checking account and they purchase and they buy things that are more in priority to them at the time than their business, are in doing things for themselves, to invest in themselves? And I would venture to say, not all, but I would venture to say that a lot of us do that often, because it's kind of like that instant gratification things. We want what we want when we want it at that time. But I just want to encourage you to understand that question number four, how much is in my business checking, is very, very important, because you should use that to motivate you to do better. If you don't have enough money in your business checking or you don't like what you see, change it. Start working on your business strategy. Start working with a coach such as myself to help you gain more clarity and start getting better results. Start having more of a desire to invest in yourself and to back up the fact that you want to be successful in business by investing in your business. And then when you are generating enough revenue, you're going to have money that you can push over to get that designer purse to have the things that you want, which is okay. It's okay with wanting that. Hey, I would like to right now go out and purchase a brand-new Lexus SUV cash. That's what I would really love to do. However, there are some more important things that I need to do both personally and also professionally in my business, like put that money into marketing and put that money into the members of Women About Biz so that I can bring better educational materials and learning tools. So it's important for you to keep everything in perspective, ladies. And again, as I said, if there's not enough money in your checking, let that motivate you to get more. If you're satisfied or feel that, hey, I'm doing great, I've got a nice amount of money in my checking, well, let that motivate you to get even more, right? Either way, you want to do better. You want to get more. So keeping focused on your goals, on the weekly activity, and knowing the results you want to see is literally what it's all about on the journey of business. And I want to encourage each and every one of you to understand that it's not necessarily all about money being in business, but I can tell you right now that for me, money is number one on the list when you're in business to make a profit. But it's also important to create win-win situations and to meet the needs of your prospective customers. So very, very important. So I hope that you're going to embrace these four questions. I hope that I am helping to give you some clarity as you're listening to this show today, and that you're going to take each Sunday evening and sit down and give yourself that 30 minutes to 1 hour to really just reflect on what it is that you need to be accomplishing for that new week that is coming up. So very, very important. And now what I'd like to do is just quickly talk to you just for a few minutes about the importance of time, because I am running into a lot of clients and people that I meet at networking events who all are talking about the fact that, you know, they need a better time management system, or they need to get better organized, or they need a better workflow process. And, you know, I just want to say this. You know, time is indeed the most important commodity of life. It really is. Hands down, time is the most important. And you need to understand that you will never be able to control time, because time is going to keep moving and passing us by every single minute, every single hour. of the day. There's nothing that we can do to stop time for ourselves unless we are ready to leave this world, right? So if you're not ready to leave this world, you need to know there's nothing that you can do to stop the time, but there is something that you can do to use the time that is allotted you every single day. You see, every automatically get a whole new amount of minutes in our lives. The question is, though, is how are we actually going to utilize the time that we get? And I wrote an article called Congratulations, You Have More Time in Your Account. And you can go and read that at Women About Biz simply by, again, going to womenaboutbiz.com, holding your mouth over small business and scrolling down until you get to personal development. And the article is within that particular blog channel. But it talks about five ways to take advantage of the time that's deposited into your account. And so I just want to share with you quickly, not all five of these ways, but I want to share something with you. One of the first ways that I teach about time is to be focused on your business vision where your business is concerned. Because, again, simply putting appointments and to-do items into your planner without knowing whether they're contributing to your overall vision is an easy way to not get anything accomplished, okay? And that's very, very important. But you must be committed to having a really good time management system for yourself. I don't care what new tools are out there to help you manage your time. It won't work unless you are committed, right? Unless you're committed to following a time management system that you create and customize for yourself. So I want to encourage you to understand that time and the management of how you use the time that's allotted to you is the most important thing that you can do in your life. For example, you know, thousands or hundreds of thousands of seconds, and for some of us who are older, millions of seconds have gone by, have passed us by, never to be recouped again. And some of us are disappointed that we didn't take better advantage of the time allotted to us. And so for all of you who are in your first quarter, that's all of you who are 25 and under, it's just so important for you to understand that how you treat that time is definitely going to impact the second quarter of your life, which is between the age of 25 and 50 or 26 and 50, right? And so you really need to realize the value of it. And you need to make sure, first of all, that you have a system of how you manage all of the time and the activities that you're going to do every day. So if you're a paper person, then you need a good paper planner, right? I like Franklin Covey, and I also like Daytimer. They're two both good paper planners. I also, though, my all-time favorite, I haven't found anything yet to replace it as far as a tool for time management, is that I really like Google Calendar because, first of all, it's free, but it has a good calendar and task system that works hand-in-hand with each other. And if you have a smartphone and you work from your computer, this is fantastic because no matter where you are, you can, you know, sync your calendar, put new appointments, and always be kept up to date. The other thing that I really love about Google Calendar is that if you are working a full or part-time job and you're running your business on the side, then this is also great because it's going to help you wherever you are. If you're at your desk, in your office, at work, you still can look at your calendar on your phone and see what you need to be doing in your business for later that evening. So, again, I really like Google Calendar, and I suggest that if you don't have a calendar system, that this is one of the systems you consider adopting for yourself. The other thing I want to say is I think it's important also, in addition to your calendar, in order to better manage your time, you really need a better workflow system. Now, if you are a solo entrepreneur, there's one software, online software, that I really like. And as a matter of fact, I do believe that it is free up to a certain number of contacts, and then you have to pay for it. But it's called Insightly. That's Insightly, Insightly.com. So if you go to Insightly.com, you can learn about this, and it helps in many ways. And what it is a productivity tool. It helps you keep up with your clients. It helps you keep up with opportunities so that you can see how you need to follow up with those opportunities. It's also a project manager. It helps you keep up with your project management. And one of the most important things that I like about Insightly is that it allows you to attach your Insightly account to your Google and your Gmail account. So therefore, if you have an email that you're seeing that you need to follow up something with a client, there's an Insightly toolbar right there in your Gmail account that you can set up, and you can click on it to transfer it to that person's contact record. So you can always be kept up to date to what you did for that client or what have you. And you can also transfer it to a project. You can transfer it to an opportunity. So, again, Insightly is a great tool, I believe, for the small business owner. Now, there's a lot of other tools out there called CRMs or Customer Relations Management tools like Infusionsoft. Maybe you've seen the buzz all around because they're really advertising heavily. A lot of business coaches are recommending Infusionsoft to their clients. However, because primarily I know most of the business women who listen to Successful Woman Radio are home-based micro business owners, solo entrepreneurs, I believe that Infusionsoft and Salesforce and some of the other larger software programs, I believe that it can be a little bit overwhelming until you grow larger. And so Insightly really helps with the automation of your daily workflow, which is what most micro and solo entrepreneurs really need. And then, of course, another system, two systems that I really like that's going to help you to better manage your time and automate things for yourself include Constant Contact, one of my all-time favorites for email marketing. It not only is an email system, but you can also do autoresponders, right? So that means that you can set up a response of emails that will go out in sequential order for as many people sign up on your mailing list or sign up for a special course or what have you. And they also have an event management tool, and so they have quite a few tools. Now, for those of you who are using Constant Contact already, what you may not have known, and this was shared by Pamela Alexander, who is a tech guru and also executive producer of BizLinks TV and a Constant Contact expert. She shared with me that for those of you who are, doing a lot of email marketing, you needing to use autoresponders and opt-ins and that kind of thing, and you have events, that there is a new package that Constant Contact has where you can get everything all wrapped up into one rather than, you know, nitpicking every single price for I think it's about $60. All of those tools are included. So if you use something like Insightly to help you to manage your workflow and your projects and your opportunities and then use a tool like Constant Contact, then together those two things can really make your life a lot easier and help you to better manage your time. Now, I am using a whole new tool that's similar to Constant Contact but goes a step further with giving even more analytics and help you to drill down more with your mailing list, and it's called SendPepper, SendPepper, SendPepper.com. And I'm really loving it far. I like the ease of it, the use of it. And SendPepper really is what I would consider a child tool of the larger tool itself of Entreport. And Entreport is similar to Infusionsoft, and it allows you to do so many different things. But definitely you want to check out SendPepper, and you definitely want to check out Constant Contact if you are not using it. You want to take a look at that. And also, if you would like a free Constant Contact trial, then you can get one through Women About Biz, and you can go, I believe, if you go to womenaboutbiz.com and look up under marketing, there's a Constant Contact link there for you to get a 60-day trial with Constant Contact. So I hope that you guys realize the importance of time And, you know, even now as we're coming into the holiday season, you really need to be more cognizant, more aware, more alert of how you are utilizing your time because, you know, we as women, we love the holiday season, and we really have to be careful about allowing that to overrun what it is that we need to be doing for our business, right? It's 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Coming up, 5 ways to get started with your business strategy. Well, you know what? It's my favorite time of the year. That's why today is officially the first day of the fall season. Yay! It's my favorite time. Some of you across the U.S. may already see beautiful fall-colored leaves, symbolizing that a change is coming in the weather. Now, the fall season marks for me a time to reevaluate my business, you know, look at what's making money and what's not, how to better service my clients, and so forth. Now, from the information I gather, I'm able to start working on my business strategy for the rest of this year and 2015. So, first of all, what is a business strategy? I think that's the first thing that we really have to start looking at and figuring out. And for those of you who are new to business strategy, then what you need to understand that a business strategy is simply a system that you create to help you better focus on accomplishing a particular goal within a I would say within a shorter period of time. So it's not your business plan. What it is if you say, for example, that you would like to see $100,000 flow through your business within a 90-day period, then you're going to set a strategy to make that happen because you've got to answer the questions, the when, the who, the what, and the how, in order to make that happen. And so a strategy is important because when we set our goals for 2015 and when we set our goals for the rest of this year, we can't just set the goals and leave it alone. We have to create a strategy to know how we're going to get there. So a strategy is a blueprint. It's a blueprint that helps you to accomplish a particular goal or help you to accomplish or meet a particular objective, and that's what the strategy is, and that's how it's different than the business plan. The business plan is basically overall saying, this is who I am, this is what the business does, this is who the management is, these are who my competitors are and how we feel that we can be different than our competitors and do something better than the competitor. Here are the services and or the products, and here is how we're going to market the business. So overall, that's what the business plan does, right? However, the strategy is different in that the strategy helps you to zoom in to a particular goal or set of objectives that you have, again, for a shorter period of time, maybe for 3 months, 6 months, or for 1 year. So that's what the business strategy is all about, okay? And so I want to encourage all of you to do the exact same thing. You need to be working on your business strategy and figuring out what it is you need to do. Now, most large corporations, they actually start doing their business strategies for the whole year, and then they break it down into quarters and know what their strategy is going to be for their quarters. And this is most of the time how CEOs drive the revenue of a company, is that they drive it by understanding that overall, this is the sales goal for the year that the company has. We'd like to see sales, you know, at $500,000 or at $1 million or at 10 or 20 million. This is what we want to see. Now, we have to break the goals that are help us, that are going to help us to get there. We have to break all of those goals down into quarters. So we'll have a quarterly strategy, and then we're going to break that quarterly strategy down so that we know what we should be doing monthly and we know what we should be doing weekly. Okay? And so this is why the strategy is so very, very important. And a lot of the times, again, I want to bring up the holiday season again because usually it's around August or September that I start wanting to remind my clients, my listeners of the show, I want to start reminding you how important it is for you to start working on your strategy now. Now, you might say, well, you know, Trina, I haven't even generated any income for 2014, or I haven't even generated the revenue that I would like to see in 2014. And so my comment to you on that is, well, then you need to be creating a business strategy that's going to help you for the rest of this year, and then you also need to be looking at a strategy that's going to take you into that first or second quarter. Now, I'm not one for trying to put fear in someone or scare someone, but I think it's important as the CEO of your company for you to understand and know what are the consequences if you decide that you're not going to do this any planning for your business the rest of this year or next year. What are some of the consequences? Well, I just want to just say some of the consequences is that, number one, you are going to feel overwhelmed and you're not going to have any clarity. You're not going to know what you should do first. Number two, most of the time, if you don't work on your business strategy within this next couple of months, the holiday season is going to flow through. And then the next thing you're knowing is you're looking up at January and you don't have anything ready, no marketing materials, no revamping of things that you knew that you needed to do. And so this could literally put you behind a whole quarter. That's 90 days. So it can make you go behind. And then number three, it definitely can put a dent in your income, because if you're not planning a good strategy, if you have not looked at what was not working, what is working, then guess what's going to happen. So what I want to do is I want to just give you five ways to get started with your business strategy, okay? You don't have to make it complicated, and it doesn't have to make you feel overwhelmed. So here's number one. Make a commitment to creating your business strategy. This is the first and foremost, the most important of all things you need to do for yourself. Remember, you need to be investing in yourself and in your business. So make that commitment. And once you make that commitment, take the action to put that commitment into live, into a live mode. Number two, once you make that commitment, create a folder marked Strategy 2015. That's the first thing, because you need a place where you can assemble all of your ideas, your thoughts, your materials, that type of thing. Once you create that folder, now you can look and say, hey, I've made that commitment. I've taken that commitment out of my mind, and I've actually put it into the folder, marked the folder. Now, number three is you need to schedule a two-hour brainstorming session with yourself and or your team. Now, during this session, you would create an agenda if you have a team. If you don't have an agenda, you would just create an outline for yourself of things you need to think about and research. Discuss ways to improve the business. Look at what's working and what's not. Look at how much money you brought in and how short you came to your sales goals or how much you met your sales goals. More ways, again, to generate revenue and marketing improvements needed. Do you need to revamp your marketing materials? Do you need to revamp a brochure? Maybe you never had a brochure and you realize that you need a brochure. So you need to revamp that. And also you need to look at the daily workflow. How are you working every day within your business to accomplish your goals, okay? Here's number four and five ways to get started with your business strategy. Set a deadline to complete your strategy. You've got to set that milestone. Once you have a date you'd like to see your strategy completed by, back up to where you are now and start building out your timeline of tasks to support accomplishing your strategy goals. So say, for example, in your business strategy, you had three objectives. The first objective was to automate your business. You know, automation is so very, very important. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit with getting more clients. But say, for example, one of your objectives is to automate your business. So then you need to set goals, and your goals are going to tell you what you need to do in order to accomplish your automation goal, right, your task. And then what if another objective was you want to generate $100,000 within? So then you would set goals, right, to help you to know how you're going to accomplish generating that $100,000. And then let's say if your third objective is that you want to increase more prospects into the business. And so you want to set a specific objective, which is you would like to see, you know, 20 new prospects coming into the business every single month. Then you have to set goals to generate that 20 new prospects every month. Now, of course, as you begin to have goals, that's going to help you to, again, manifest whatever it is that you want to accomplish, but then you have to supercharge your goals with creating tasks. Tasks are the action activities that need to happen in order for that goal to be accomplished. And a goal cannot be manifested. Now, you know, again, I want to repeat, goal setting and goals are the catalyst for manifesting your whatever it is you want out of business and life. However, it's not going to happen until you set tasks to it. Tasks are action activities that put your goals into action, right? Yes. And here's number five, and five ways to get started with your business strategy. Okay, you're now ready to place all of your tasks and mark your due dates in your calendar. So this, again, has everything to do with how you're managing your time and your workflow, because you now need to plot all of your goals and your tasks for your strategy in your calendar. And, of course, you're going to be working on that. You're going to be trying to figure out how all of your goals are going to be accomplished. So there you have it, the five ways to get started with your business strategy. Make a commitment to creating it. Folder mark strategy 15, a place where you're going to keep all of your brainstorming materials, thoughts, ideas, evaluation of your business. Number three, schedule a two-hour brainstorming session with yourself, set a deadline. And then number five is now it's time for you to plot all of your due dates, all of your tasks in your calendar that are going to support those strategy objectives and goals, okay? Very, very important. So I hope that this has helped you with understanding the importance of a strategy. Now, here's a special gift for you. I would love to brainstorm with you on how you can better improve your business. All you need to do is schedule a power talk. Simply go to womenaboutbiz, that's biz.com, and in the top red menu bar, click on coaching, okay? And once you click on coaching, look in the right-hand column and click schedule power talk. Get your power talk scheduled, and then that way we can make sure that you get scheduled and that you know, and that we can help you with developing your business strategy. So that's a gift. If you haven't had a power talk before, what are you waiting for? You know, schedule your power talk. Get started. And again, go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on coaching in the top right menu bar. Once you're on that page, just look over at the menu in the right-hand column and click schedule power talk. It is 12:42, 42 minutes after the hour. And for those of you that have just tuned into the show, welcome. You are listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and your success coach. Guess what, ladies? I have something special to share with you. I just recorded the first live video of new Successful Woman show. We are actually creating a new video show as well. Very, very excited about that. Just recorded it live at the BizLink studio. And my first guest was millionaires Toria Avant. She's done millions of dollars in sales with her company, and she is in direct sales. But she's also out there motivating and inspiring other young women. And so you are really going to enjoy this new format of Successful Woman. Now, we're still keeping the radio show, of course, never going to get do away with that, but we will also be doing the video show, and you'll be able to see that twice a month, and you'll be getting links to our video stream. So I'm excited about that show, and it's filmed here in Atlanta, and I just want to give a big shout out and thank you to Pamela Alexander, executive producer, who has really been extremely helpful with Women About Biz pretty much almost since its inception, and she's been very helpful with us getting the video show. I want to say television, but it's a video show that is being produced, and I'm very, very excited. So stay tuned. We're going to have some wonderful, successful women who are going to be interviewed that you'll be able to hear some of their secrets of their success and how they got started. So I'm very, very excited about that. So stay tuned. That will be coming up. I want to go ahead quickly and share with you happenings at Women About Biz. We got a lot going on. Ladies, you know, I mentioned to you earlier in the show about the importance of investing in yourself. And this weekend I sent out a very important email to all of the mailing list about vision and how important vision is. And it really is that important to me. And so I want to encourage you, if you are in and around or around the Atlanta area, I want to encourage you to go ahead and sign up for the My Vision, My Success event coming up this Saturday, September 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott. This is a vision board gathering like no other. Okay, this is a full-day workshop, again, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., where you're going to write, revise, or enhance your vision and create a vision board that reflects and directs your success path. We're going to have a wonderful time. This is probably one of the most intimate events with other women that you'll ever want to experience, and it's life-changing, okay, very, very life-changing. And so, again, I want to just encourage you to really consider coming to this event if you're in and around the Atlanta area. It's important to invest in yourself. And, you know, being someone who when I was younger, I did not think about my vision as much. I kind of allowed life to just lead me astray a little bit there, and you know, I just took things as they came. And then one day, I think when I woke up, I was in my, you know, at my 30-year-old mark, and I realized that I wanted more out of life. I'd always been an entrepreneur, was always able to make great money, wasn't able to always hold it and keep it because I was so materialistic. However, and when I got 30, something happened. I realized that, hey, I'm 30 years old, and I want to accomplish more things in my life. I want to do more. I want to be more, not just for others, for myself. And I'm sure many of you are probably shaking your head in agreement with me that this is probably how you felt as well, okay? Discovered some incredible visioning techniques that I have learned. And what I've realized is that when you have learned successful techniques that have helped you to make six figures, that have helped you to be successful and achieve a certain amount of wealth, you should not be keeping it to yourself, but you should be sharing it with other people. And that's exactly what I want to do. When I found out the importance of visioning, and when I found out that I really could manifest my dreams and my goals, that lit my fire. But what I realized that was that writing it down was just the first step, but it wasn't enough. The secret to truly seeing your vision is how to implement all of your goals that you set to support your vision. And that's where women have the problem. And I'm going to be sharing with you this Saturday, I'm going to be sharing with you a blueprint of just how to do that, how to implement your vision, how to get it all in there, and how to start seeing things happening now. I'm talking about right now money, right now goal setting. I'm talking about making things happen in the now. And again, I'm so excited for you to share with you this because, you know, a lot of women don't realize that we have this kind of power to manifest all of our dreams and goals. And so, ladies, I want to, right now, I want to give you a discount coupon code that you can use when you go register for this. Here's the code, M as in my, MVMS010. Again, MVMS010. If you put that code in, because the early bird is over, but if you put that code in, it will still give you a $10 discount. And I want to encourage you to do something. I don't often tell individuals to put something priority and to drop what they're doing, but this I am going to say. that you should do this. I want to encourage you not to take this event that's coming up lightly, but I want to encourage you to put this type of event first, okay? Whatever you're doing this weekend, if it's not going to tell you how to, you know, increase your life, if it's not going to tell you how to, you know, literally accomplish your goals at a faster pace and how to be more positive-minded, then I want you to consider rescheduling that and join us this weekend and come and work on your vision, come and work on your vision board. Be around other positive-minded women who have the desire to make things happen in their life as well. And, again, that's happening this Saturday. You can go register for that at womenaboutbiz.com. And when you get to the site, just click on events and then click on conferences and special events, and it'll take you to the right link, okay? Again, I just had a chat. Someone said to repeat the discount code. It's MVMS010. So MVMS as in my vision, my success. MVMS010 is that discount code, okay? Also, coming up on October 8th, our free Lunch and Learn teleclass is The Power of Follow-Up at 12 noon. You'll be able to learn about that. And don't forget to continue to encourage others that you meet who say they want to start a business, or perhaps you're getting ready to start a new business, or you need to refresh yourself on the power of starting a business. Don't forget about the Her Dream Startup Scholarship Program. It's a 4-week A-session program to help you start and grow a very successful business. I want to go ahead now and go right into getting more clients. And what I want to talk about today is I want to talk a little bit more about your marketing strategy, okay, in getting more clients. I think a lot of the times business women really confuse the two, marketing and sales. They think they're one and the same, but they're not. And so, again, I want to clarify that with saying that marketing is a system of multiple techniques that you are using to attract prospects to you. That's all it is. It's a system of multiple techniques that you're using to attract prospects to you, okay? And then once those prospects are attracted to you, meaning they dial a phone and or send you an email or fill out a form or order a product, once they're attracted to you, then it's your responsibility to close the sale, and that is where your sales system starts. So the two are different, and you do need a marketing strategy, and you do need a sales strategy, really workflows to how you market and a workflow for how you close the sale once the customer comes in. Now, with that said, if you want more clients, you really have to be systematic, again, with the way you are marketing your business. And so that's one of the first things that I think that you need to take a look at is if you're not getting any results and you feel that you have been adequately marketing your business, then what I'm going to say to you is that it sounds like to me you need to revamp your whole marketing system, okay? And it also says to me that you really need to go back and double-check to make sure that you have the right target market, because if you are consistently marketing and to not have or generate any prospects, that's the problem. It means that you're off somewhere. And most of the time, I believe it has a lot to do with that target market. However, for the sake of this topic on getting more clients, how do you get more clients with your marketing? Well, I talk to people every day about how to market their business and how to generate more revenue. And what I realize for a lot of business women is that most solo entrepreneurs and most micro business owners are working full time. And when you're working full time or working a part-time job and you're trying to run your business as well, you really need to automate your marketing process, because if you don't, you're going to find out that a lot of things fall through the crack, and then you might go weeks or months without marketing, right, because you're trying to handle the customers you have. And so it's important for you to realize that your marketing strategy, first and foremost, must be automated. Now, how do you automate that? How do you actually automate your marketing strategy so that it can attract more customers. Well, the first thing you need in your marketing automation system is you actually are going to need a good autoresponder, okay? A good autoresponder. And I talked about, you know, Constant Contact, and I talked about another new email marketing system that I'm seeming to really like. It's called SendPepper. But you need a good autoresponder system that's going to help you to cut down on your time. And even when you're not around, the automated system is sending the correct type of emails to individuals. So you need a good autoresponder. The second thing you need after you have an autoresponder is you really need a good email marketing system. Software, okay, and again, I mentioned two that might be very helpful for you, and then some do both autoresponder and email. But another autoresponder, by the way, that I want to mention, I've mentioned it before, is AWeber, AWeber.com, and AWeber.com is an autoresponder, and it also allows you to send out e-newsletters as well as have landing pages and customized forms for your website, because you need to know that you can't do anything in automating your business or your marketing without these two tools, right? Absolutely. The next thing that you need outside of your automating your autoresponder and your email marketing is you also need an automated workflow system, okay? An automated workflow system, because what happens when someone clicks on a link and they sign up for a free consultation, or they sign up to get a sample product, or they sign up for one of your two-week e-courses. What happens? You can put all of that in the autoresponder, but you're going to need to follow up with it, and that's what an automated workflow system allows you to do, is it allows you to follow up. So in an automated workflow system, you're going to need two things. Number one, you're going to need a calendar system, okay? I talked about Google Calendar. Absolutely love it. You're going to need an email system, and most of you already have that right now. But I love utilizing Gmail to flow my domain emails into one system because I do believe that if you don't have a .com domain now, you need to get one for your mail. Everybody who is in business needs to be professional enough to have @yourdomain.com instead of @Yahoo, @Gmail, @MSN, or what have you. Okay, you can still use those systems to pull all of your emails from your .com domain emails, but don't use them as your main email. Okay. With that said, as I said, you need to automate your workflow. I mentioned the calendar, I mentioned email, and then I mentioned that you need a system that can help you with managing your opportunities, can help you with managing your projects, right, and can help you with managing your sales leads. And I talked about the fact that, you know, you have a few programs out there that can help you do that. You have Insightly, Insightly. That's what I use. I feel that it's very compatible for the micro business, the small business owner, the solo entrepreneur. But you also have larger services that are reasonable, like Salesforce.com. That's SalesForce, Salesforce.com. And then you also have Infusionsoft. I'll go ahead and mention the big boys, Infusionsoft, Infusionsoft. And then you also have programs like Entreport, Entreport. So those are some of the programs that you could use to help automate your workflow. But again, my clients always want to know what am I using, and so I can talk expertly about Insightly because that's what I use, okay? And so, again, together, when you have autoresponder email marketing and when you have automated workflow with a calendar, email, and a way to manage your opportunities, your projects, your training, your sales and your clients, when you have a way to do all of that, then you can become truly automated. And what it does is it helps you to stop feeling overwhelmed. It helps you to have more clarity. It helps you to be better organized. So now what you can worry about is your marketing strategy, because now you have something to push your marketing strategy into that's going to help you be more successful in generating more clients, right? So if you have the system in place, then you can generate more prospects, and then you'll close the sale on the prospect for them to become your actual customer or your actual client. So once you've looked at your tools and all of the things that you need to set in place, then the next thing that you're going to do to really start generating those clients is that you need to look at creating a landing page, right? That's where you have a general page of what it is that you offer and invite people to sign up for a free product, a free service, a discount, or what have you. And then you're going to manage your mailing list, okay? And that's when you're going to write out your autoresponder system, because you need to decide on whether you want to send out emails every week or every other day. You need to decide whether you want to have something that's going to be your attraction factor to your prospects, like a free e-course or e-report or a book of some kind. So when you come up with all of this and you have your automated tools in place, you can push it into those automated tools, and they can work for you. Now, this isn't all of the system, right? But this is giving you an idea of what you have to use marketing-wise in order to start attracting more clients. So I definitely want you to start thinking about that. And so there you have it, you know, automating your marketing process, some of the tools and resources you need to start generating more clients for your business. Well, that's all I have for today. It's been a packed show, hasn't it? I hope that you got the information that you needed and that you are going to be successful. I didn't get a chance to read the excerpt from The Science of Getting Rich, so I'll make sure that I catch you up on next week with reading Chapter 14 to you. But I wish you a most abundant and productive week. Make sure you mark your calendar for our show on September 29th at 12 noon Eastern. Make sure you blast out and share it with your mailing list and share it with your social network as well. And to all of you who are longtime listeners, know that I love you. I want to thank all of you for being listeners of Successful Woman Radio. Take care, everybody. Have a blessed and productive week. Bye-bye.